From WIPR, I'm Sheila Cast. We're on the record. Each day in the U.S., more than 86,000 older adults fall. That's about 1 per second, according to the Centers for Disease Control. Falls are the leading cause of fatal and non-fatal injuries for the elderly. We talk with Dr. Kelly Westlake and Dr. Mark Rogers, researchers at the University of Maryland School of Medicine, who are working to help seniors react faster and stay safer if they take a tumble through innovative balance training.
We believe that in order to better understand balance recovery processes, that we have to expose people to fall conditions in a controlled way, but in a safe way.
It's On the Record after the news.
You're listening to On the Record, the podcast, a service of your public radio, 88.1 WYPR. Find more podcasts online at WYPR.org. And tell us what you think. Send an email to ontherecord@WYPR.org.
Good morning, I'm Sheila Cast. We're On the Record. Each day in the U.S., more than 86,000 older adults fall. That's about 1 per second, according to the Centers for Disease Control. Falls are the leading cause of fatal and non-fatal injuries for the elderly. Joining us today are two researchers at the University of Maryland School of Medicine who are working to help seniors react faster and stay safer if they have a tumble through innovative balance training. For more than 25 years, Dr. Mark Rogers has focused his research on the processes that control human balance and movement and how these processes fail during aging and in disease. He's also a professor and chair of the Department of Physical Therapy and Rehabilitation Science at the University of Maryland. Welcome, Dr. Rogers.
Thank you, Sheila. It's great to be here.
And also joining us is Assistant Professor Dr. Kelly Westlake, whose research focuses on stroke rehabilitation and protective arm response when an older adult falls. Welcome, Dr. Westlake.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
So let's start. Tell me what is happening cognitively and physically that makes older adults prone to falls.
So cognitively, as we age, there's many changes that occur, and some of the things that we know about are sensory loss that occurs with age, and we do have
sensory loss, meaning I don't feel things with my fingertips as much,
or sensory information related to touch and the sense of where we're positioned in space, called proprioception. So that information tends to be slowed or declined with age. There's also the vestibular system in the inner ears, as well as the visual system. So all of those three systems combined are on a decline, as we get older. But cognitively, I think sometimes the changes are a little more subtle.
What subtle changes are you talking about?
So the subtle changes may be things like people may have difficulty with switching attention from one thing to the other. And that's one thing that I'm studying in the work that I'm doing. We're walking, we have ongoing thoughts, but then suddenly a trip may occur or a slip, and somebody has to respond quickly. So that means they have to shut down those ongoing thoughts and then switch to fall-related cues, either in the environment or internally related to that sensation that I just mentioned.
And somebody age 30 is better at doing that than somebody age 70.
Exactly, yeah. And in particular, people who have had falls are even worse at doing that. And that's something that we've been exploring in the lab.
Dr. Rogers, what would you add to that?
Yeah, I would add also the changes that occur in muscles, bones, and joints that similarly impact balance and one's mobility, additional to these neurologic changes and cognitive changes that Dr. Westlake has mentioned. So muscles begin to
less likely to engage socially. They may become more sedentary just because they don't want to place themselves in situations that may perhaps involve a fall risk. And so that will lead to all the changes that Dr. Rogers just mentioned. It may reduce muscle power as well as some reduced strength. And then the other.
And essentially because people are not out there getting exercise.
Right, right, yeah.
But not because the fear itself is sapping their fitness, or is it?
Well, the fear is what leads them to a more sedentary lifestyle. Okay. So they just don't want to go out and kind of engage in social interactions that may put them at risk of falling. The other problem that we're also investigating is that the fear itself will slow the response of when somebody's thrown off balance. And that's through either an arm response or a leg response, through stepping or grasping an object. So that's something that we're investigating now to see how that fear factor will influence those responses.
That's Dr. Kelly Westlake here on The Record on WYPR. I'm Sheila Cast. She and Dr. Mark Rogers are researchers at the University of Maryland School of Medicine, and we're talking about innovative balance training that can help keep seniors from falling. Dr. Rogers, describe what happens in your research lab.
So we believe that in order to better understand balance recovery processes, that we have to expose people to fall conditions in a controlled way, but in a safe way. So safety harness, available supports around the individual. But we believe that you need to experience a fall state in order to resolve the problem.
A fall state.
A fall state, right. So that your body's center of gravity or center of mass is beyond your support mechanics, and you have to change those mechanics in order to recover that stability again. And we do this through a robotic interface. We pull on a waist belt with a robot that we control through a cable and belt attachment. We can do it in...
Dr. Westlake, yeah. Your research focuses on arm response mm-hmm. during a fall. What happens in your lab?
So I'm looking at the initial response as well. The way I do it is we have the treadmill that induces kind of a quick slip or trip if they're walking forward, or if they're standing sideways, it will move them quickly right or left. And one of the studies that I just completed was looking at grasping response. So how does that change through age? So I had older adults who have had a fall and older adults who have not had a fall, and compared those groups to younger adults. And it turns out the younger adults were much more effective at their grasping response when they were thrown off balance than particularly the older adults who had a fall.
Effective because they did it reached more quickly, or that they were stronger when they reached? Or?
Yeah, so what I was looking at was the timing. So how quickly did they get their arms out, and was it an effective response? Were they able to grasp accurately? And many more times the older adults who fall actually missed the rail completely, so which would have ended in a fall, but we had the harness that supported them. And the other thing that we're looking at is the added cognitive challenges to see if we can get them thinking about something else and then have to force them to switch their attention quickly.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that, both of you, because while I realize the interruption that isn't signaled in advance, people know they're there to fall. I mean, how realistic is this?
While falls in the laboratory are not exactly the falls that we experience in everyday life, because of the elements of surprise and the unpredictability of the environment which we stand and balance and move through, we try to simulate those things in the laboratory. So the fundamental biomechanical requirements of recovering balance, whether in the laboratory or in the park or at the concert hall, should an event occur, are fundamentally the same from what you have to do to solve the balance problem. So we learn about how...
So through counteracting the body's momentum in a forward or sideways direction. So those are areas that still have yet to be, you know, completely explored, but we're getting there, as well as understanding that the cognitive influence and how, you know, that quick attention shifting is actually needed to respond very quickly to any balance perturbations or disruptions.
My headline is directional vulnerability to lateral instability.
What on earth does that mean?
It means that as we age, despite our risk of falling in virtually any direction around the body, we're most vulnerable to falls in the sideways direction. So we've been spending a lot of effort in trying to understand why that might be. That's the crux of the work over time that we've been able to help expose along with others in the field. And so that's shifting some new attention to how to intervene and improve balance function and prevent falls by focusing on this sideways problem or lateral problem?
That's the logical next question.
Sure.
Is if you know people are more likely to fall sideways than mm-hmm. backward or forward, how does that help prevent falls?
Sure. So we've recently completed a clinical trial funded by the National Institutes on Aging to look at retraining the protective stepping reflex. And we focused on this lateral or sideways direction. So we expose people to progressively more difficult and challenging controlled falls over a 3-month period, 3 times per week, and we compared them against traditional muscle strengthening of the hips, which are key muscle elements that are important for stabilizing your balance laterally. And we had very positive results in our step training groups, and these associated with a lower rate of falls for a 1-year period following the testing. And so that's one way we've tried to translate those fundamental observations in the lab into a rehabilitation intervention, discriminating factor for improving falls
power,
and predicting falls.
How quickly you can project force.
So I can say any rapid movements that you can make, getting in and out of a chair rapidly, for example, where your balance is safe, going up and down inclined surfaces, you know, put a little zip into your movement, kick up the power valves, you know, get that contraction speed up. And over time, if you do it regularly, it's not going to hurt you. And I would predict that, you know, you may start to notice some differences in the way you feel you move or in the ease with which you may start to move.
Dr. Westlake, when do you recommend people start paying attention to balance training?
I mean, I would say that the age-related declines start at the age of 30. So I would say, you know, there's no harm in starting as early as in your 30s. Clearly, if you recognize that there's a problem and that you feel unsteady with balance, I think going to a physical therapist and going through a complete assessment is really what's needed at that point.
But so it's kind of, it's never too early.
Never too early. Nope.
Have your findings led you to ask other questions about fall prevention?
Dr. Westlake mentioned earlier about the fear and anxiety that people experience after they've had a fall and how it begins to change the way we move or engage socially even. From that observation, we've begun to ask, well, we realize that fear of falling is a risk factor. If you're fearful, you're more likely to fall. But why? What is it doing? We believe that actually it may be contributing to an abnormal startle reaction or an abnormal startle reaction that is evoked when you're suddenly knocked off balance. You have a very primitive reflex, so-called, the startle reflex, which we've all experienced. Somebody surprises you out of the blue and you see your arms fly up and your head sinks.
Adults fall and how innovative balance training can prevent falls. If you'd like to be part of their research, call the recruitment line at 410-605-7179. We have that number and a link to more information at the On the Record page at WYPR.org. Again, the number is 410-605-7179. This is On the Record. I'm Sheila Cass. Thanks for listening. Join us again tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to this segment of On the Record with Sheila Cast. You can catch the show on the radio Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 10 a.m. on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station. And you can support On the Record and all the other public radio programs that WYPR brings to you. Just click the donate link at the top of WYPR.org. And thanks.